Hello, everybody. This is Henry Brooks. I'm going to talk to you about two chat programs. That is to say, using a microphone with your computer to talk to the internet world, which are rather specialized in their concept in as much as they're aimed at amateur radio or ham radio hams. So if you're a radio ham, if you're an amateur radio operator, keep listening. The prerequisite of this program is that you have a call sign and be a licensed amateur radio operator. Having said that, we have two programs here, which are basically, they do the same things, but they're different, definitely different in execution and the way they function, but they're both fairly accessible. I've used both of these routinely with Window Eyes, and they do work with HAL, but I don't think quite as well as they do with Window Eyes. Okay, so let's have a little bit discussion about the two programs and then what to do with them. iLink is the first one. It's the simplest, the most basic, and easiest perhaps to understand, but perhaps most difficult to run. Because, all right, where do you get it from? iLink is available from http://www.aacnet.net. And you go down to the latest news area, and there is your download area. And you pick up the software. There are two versions of it, a zip file and an executable. The zip file is a slightly older version of the program, but if you're running XP, they recommend you use a zip file and read the README file to find out how to install it. But basically what you're doing is, in both cases of the program, they both get set up off of your startup menu, off of programs, into the iLink directory, which contains all of the basic files, and you basically run them from there. So what I tend to do is run it like this.
Start menu, iLink8was about.txt.
Now I've got a whole slew of programs here, but I know the program is called Links.
Help menu closed, my computer, iLink.
And I'm in it. The program will start off by asking you for your call sign. You just type that in, and it'll let you know that it's got to go off and validate it. It'll check to see that you're a legitimate operator, probably by checking one of the sites like QSL.net. I don't know, though. But it must do something, because after a while, it validates you. So what you have to do is come back in an hour or so, and you'll probably find that you're validated. You're validated. I've been validated, so I'm going to do Alt B.
B, menu closed, edit box, list box, call sign, hourglass.
Now by
PTGL temp closed local so busy 122.75.93 1 of 109. No,
now see, we have 109 people on there. The first person is a VK.
Server M0CSH.
And we can tab over. You have in Window Eyes, you tab over to the call signs.
Edit box 172.93.
I'm into the assigned number fields. Each person gets assigned a unique number, and you can log this number either of your own or anybody else's call and use that to either call somebody or look for that number to get the person you want to reach. But the calls are there too, so you tab one more.
List box, call sign, VK8PTGL temp closed local, so busy 122.
Now he's busy and says a link.
VK8PTGL temp closed. KD1LZL Manchester, NH147.525 on 10/43/15,700.
Now this guy's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Okay, I'm going to try this one.
KB1DR Connecticut, welcome all on 10/39/13,700.
And that's a Connecticut repeater. And we just click on it, like this, with a carriage return. We're connected in. And there's usually a welcome box.
Good morning.
And you press spacebar.
Yep, I kind of missed that one. I'll try it again. KJ1Q, name is Jim Juliet Indy Mike.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Name is Hank. And good morning. I'm in Kidderminster, England, even though I know the accent says I'm not a Brit, but I'm from Boston originally. I'm actually doing a broadcast for ACB Radio, which is a net radio program. And so you're actually going to be going out onto a net radio link to a lot of blind users. So hope you're copying okay. You're coming in here in great shape. You sound like you're running through the repeater, obviously. And there you go. That's the story here. I'm glad it's working, and I'm glad we were able to connect up. So thanks for being my first contact for the broadcast, and hopefully you're receiving me okay. From G0GKU.
Please.
Oh. Yeah, no problem. Great. We'll say hi to everybody listening there. And we're on our UHF handy talkie into one of the UHF repeaters in the system. So that's where we're coming in from. We're walking around. As you probably can tell, back to you. You gotta let it drop, otherwise you can't go back to him.
Okay, Jim. I have to remember to lay hands off that space bar. Yeah, because, you know, with EQSO, you have to hold it down. And with this thing, you just press it once. And so it does make a difference. So from G0GKU, all the best and take care. Thanks for the contact and the demo.
Please.
Okie dokie. Yeah, no problem. We're in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. It's about 5 miles south of the capital of Hartford there, so no problem. You might tell me, we just checked out EQSO last night. Which one do you like better, or they're about the same, over?
Please.
Well, I just think from the point of view of operation, Jim, I prefer EQSO. But I'll tell you what, I think the audio's better from this, just slightly. I mean, I get a rapid tick, 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 tick coming from the EQSO. On some stations, not on all of them, but just on some of them. But I think I like the feel of EQSO in terms of it's more like amateur radio, in as much as you can go up to a place, it's like a frequency, you can listen to people chatting, and you can take your turn, and it's a conference system, really, and this is a chat system between two individuals. They both have their places, and they're both great programs. This one is perhaps a little more difficult to drive because of the there's no way, with this particular version of the software, there's no way to tell empirically whether you're transmitting or receiving. As you could hear with me, I had that problem. But, you know, once you get the hang of this one, it's very good. But I certainly think the audio is better in this one, Jim. Go ahead, G0GKU.
Please.
Okay, no
okay,
that's good to know. But, I listened to the yellow one there last night. The audio didn't seem too bad. The only thing I didn't like about it, you know, is the repeater owner and stuff. Like you said, you're sitting in that conference thing with everybody listed, but when they're talking to each other, you also hear them. So if you want to talk on the repeaters, then it doesn't make it that easy. You know, should it bother somebody? So in that respect, this one's a little better, unless you can change that. Yeah, okay, well, nice chatting with you, and do stop back. Like to chat with you some more there, and have a nice day. Nice meeting you. From KJ1Q in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
Hi, computer. Please mute.
And that's what it sounds like when you have a contact with iLink. And you just end the contact by Alt-E. Now, you'll notice, though, that I was talking about the aspects of the transmission and receive situation. All these programs act differently, but they all have one thing in common. You have to press something to make it happen. So, in the case of iLink, when you press the key once, it changes the state from receive to transmit. And it's a good idea to allow 6 seconds or so from the last time you hear something through the loudspeaker before you do anything. Otherwise, you could be still waiting to transmit. And you don't know that you're transmitting, as I've said, because it's difficult to tell whether there is a transmission, whether you're transmitting, unless you notice the stream bits. Future versions of iLink should address this problem. We will be getting a beep when you press the space bar to let you know that you're in to transmit, or at least that you've changed the state. Now, you can also use an Alt-F for find. You can look for a call letter, and that'll just tell you if there's a call letter you're looking for in the list, and that's very useful to be able to do. And that's basically iLink. There's not much to it. It's very basic, very simple. And as you can hear, it's like having a transceiver in your computer. Okay, well, now let's talk about EQSO. It's a different ball game completely. And this program is available from www.eqso.net. http://www.eqso.net. You download the pcuser.zip or pcuser.exe.zip, and this program basically extracts, and you've got to copy the files to where you want to use them. So again, you have to do a lot of this stuff manually. So I copy the files into my Windows startup menu /program/iLink. So I've got all my the three files within the PC user user subset. They're all in the iLink directory. So when I go to the startup menu and I type iLink,
iLink proto.about.txt,
and C for client.
C equals client pcm0zpd.exe.
That's the name of the executable program. We run this.
Menu closed. My computer. List view. Edit box. Call sign comment. G0 view 3 lock 8 1 of 12.
And it too invites you to stick in your call sign. So you type in your call sign. You tab around the program with the window eyes I'm speaking from. You tab around the program.
Edit box. Call sign comment. Hank and Kidderminster.
And you see it's got me there as G0GKU Hank and Kidderminster.
Congo box. Presets.
Also, you have a list of presets, and I'm going to cursor up and down through these, but this defaults to the first preset on the list. There are a good many of them, but the first version you'll be getting probably only comes through with 4, and it's best to log into the first one, which is...
repeater.dns2go.com 101 of 22.
And what you hear is the repeater.dns.go.com, and that tells you you're set up for room 101. Which is generally the default rooms for these things. It's a little bit like, imagine a direct channel. So, I haven't done anything yet. I've just tabbed around. But when you get the program, if you just hit return, after you put your call sign in, we're now in the program. Now, I don't hear anybody.
My computer, traffic.
Yet, I can go through them. I'm using my audio mouse with window eyes to check through the call signs there at the top of the program window. That's the top window. That's the top line of the window, and here are the call signs. And you can see how many people are here now.
2E1M.E2BCJ, Thomas. G0BU, Hank and Kidderminster, G0SPHL, Mid Cheshire Gateway.
Now that SPHL means he's a link, and he's in Cheshire, and he's got a link, which means that when you brought anybody who's in this room will hear me when I start transmitting.
G0WZLR 2M7TCM Gurnley W Z L R.
Now he's in Burnley, and he's a repeater.
G0WZL
and
G4ZGBL Dudley Gurnley.
Now there's another link. He's in Dudley.
28.75.430.050 MH.
And you can see a lot of these guys have links already set to go. And with this program, one room does all. So in other words, when I put my call sign out, I'll go out over every one of these links and to every one of the people listening here.
G4FZNR, Scotch Corner, 2M repeater, Neon.
Now he's in Scotch Corner, Northeast England, and he's a repeater.
G6GVHL, link 145.337577ZTCSSNNR, Crystal U.
And every one of these have slightly different setups. Now what I do is I tab over.
Track bar, list. 2E1 edit box, run, send, Congo, edit box, room 101.
And you can, now if you don't like room 101, you can go over, tab over to the rooms dialog, and I'm in the rooms dialog now, and I'll cursor down through.
105, 2 of 17.
And we're in 105 now. Let's see who's in here.
G0 view, traffic, XO by FGZ, run, PTT.
I'm the only one in here.
222, 3 of 7.
He has 222.
G0, traffic, exo, PTT.
I'm the only one in here.
4QNET, 4 of 17.
4QNET, I'm not quite sure what that's about, but there's rarely anybody in here.
Tappers, 5 of 17.
TAP, ERS. I don't know what this is. It's another room created.
Blind Ops.
Blind Ops, that's obvious.
G0BU, Headgun, PTT.
And I'm the only one in here at the moment.
Dutch, 7 of 17.
Now there's a Dutch room.
English, 8 of 17.
English, as you can hear. Nobody here.
Espino, 9 of 17.
Espanol. Espanol.
GB3CL, 10 of 7. GB3CL, link on 2 p.m., 10 p.m., G0BU. GB3CL, link on 2 p.m., 10 p.m., every day, Joe010.
Let's see if anybody's listening in here, because we've only got repeater, which inhabits this room. And on this one, you've got to hold the space bar down. Now I'm going to tap it, and you'll hear what happens.
Please.
Hear that beep? That tells you you're transmitting out to the room, but I just tapped it, so it just went on for a split second.
Please.
QRZ, this is Golf Zero, Golf Kill United.
Please.
Okay, so...
GB3CL, link on
2 p.m., 10 p.m. See, that's GB3CL. You heard its ID come up. And that is the repeater we were just on. So I'm going to tab over to the rooms dialog.
101.17.
Now let's see if we can get a contact in room 101. We're in room 101. Remember, there are all kinds of people here. So.
India 01 Echo Golf Tango. Italy 01 Echo Golf Tango. EQSL standing by.
Hi, Zulu Golf Tango. This is for a quick one. There's Golf Zero, Golf Killer Uniform.
Please.
This is Zero, Golf Killer Uniform. Good evening. Thanks for answering the call. This is India, Zulu 1, Echo Golf Tango. I said 1EGQ, and it's Fabio, Fox Alpha Bravo, India, Oscar. Do you copy, over?
Yeah, copy you loud and clear. Anyway, thanks for the comeback. You're a very good signal through, and it sounds excellent audio. We're in Kidderminster, UK, which is not far from Birmingham. Back to you there from G0GKU.
Yes, QSL. IZ1EGP0GKU. Yes, QSL. I think your name is Hank, near Birmingham. I have a friend of mine, living in Tamworth. Tamworth, I think that this is just on the northeast part of Birmingham. Anyway, I'm actually this Genoa, Golf Acon and Sea Oscar Alpha in the northwestern part of Italy. Microphone back to you, G0GKU, IZ1EGT, over.
Yeah, IZ1EGT as G0GKU. Okay, thanks for coming back to me, and we're actually trying to record a little demo I'm doing for ACB Radio, which is a net... broadcaster for American Council for the Blind radio station, which is located in New Zealand, and they have a special program with audio related interests such as this sort of thing and various pieces of software reviews and that like, and I'm doing one for this program and for iLink as well. So we're just trying to record a little bit of a contact with we've already done it with iLink, and we've now trying to put together one with EQSO. So IZ1GBT, G0GKU.
Please.
Yes, IZ1EGT, the 01 Echo Golf Tango returning for G0GKU. Just understood about your program for an association for blind people. I think that is a real good idea. Like, of course, the radio is first of all the best things for us instead to talk is by the internet. Actually, I'm connected to the internet. I'm not going to the EQSO by any gateway here in Italy. I think because I'm not sure we're not allowed to run any gateway from the RF to the internet. Microphone back to you again. G0 GKU as the 1EGT, over.
IZ1EGP is G0GKU, 100% Fabio, very good. Well, it's very good audio you've got there, and excellent quality. Anyway, I'm not going to hold it an awful long time. We've got to get going. Back to you there, Fabio, G0GKU.
Please.
Yes, IZ1EGP returning. Okay, Microphone back there. Could you please tell me your name? Is your name, because I heard, could you please tell me your name again, just because I've seen maybe your name on the list, but I'd like to have the confirm from you. Microphone back to you, G0GKU, I said 1EGT.
Yeah, give a little pause. IZ1EGP, G0GKU. Okay, fine, Fabio. Well, again, 100%. Name is Hank. How Able Nanking, or answer to Henry. I use them both. But I've slowly got to get going here. It's been really good, because you're a lovely signal to listen to. Well, anyway, you've certainly given me enough for the demo, and I appreciate it. And we'll say best of 73s on this one. So all the best. IZ1EGP. Take care, Fabio. Hank, G0GKU, Kidderminster, over, off, and clear, and bye-bye, and you're final.
Yes, yourself. IZ1EGP returning. Okay, Hank. Bye-bye, Hank. Ciao, see you another time. I'll catch you down the line again, as we send on the radio. I think that's it. Okay, all for you, HI. G0GKU, IZ1EGP. Ciao.
Okay, Fabio. I could hear the motor scooter or bike passing outside. So, really sensitive pickup. Bye-bye, 73s. And that essentially is the EQSO. And you can find that it does a job just like the iLink program. But it's got a little more scope, perhaps, and a little more sense of the amateur radio community. There are actually about 20 servers out there. So each server can have a maximum of, well, no, there is no maximum. There's as many rooms as you like. The sky seems to be the limit almost. Maybe bandwidth is the actual limit, but what you can do is, you see, as you toggle through the rooms, you'll find oddly named rooms. They don't seem to follow any naming convention, either names of countries or a room number. You can declare any room number you like, and it'll create that room temporarily. And if you are in that room, other people will see you there. There's a part of the program called the monitor. And there's a section on the box that says, see who's on. And when you click on this, it throws up a whole screen of call signs and room numbers. It's very difficult to use. I've been told that a couple of people have mastered it, a couple of blind people have mastered it, and I've yet to speak to them to find out how they did it and have made it actually work for them. I don't see how, because it's a very complicated view. It's just a whole screen full of call signs and room numbers and servers. But all the servers are there, and all the room numbers and all the call signs of everybody on the system. So there could be as many as 150 to 200 people up there. And so I think, from our point of view, the monitor isn't going to be of much use. But one thing which I've been told by one of the guys who's involved with the development of the program is that it wouldn't be impossible to incorporate into it a search facility. If you wanted to search for a call sign that you were looking for, you could do this. And of course, what you can do is prowl through all the rooms individually, through all the servers. With the 21 servers, you connect to each server and then look through all the rooms and see who's around. And most people are sticking around on the first server. Very few are going over to the other ones. But there are going to be some interesting dedicated servers coming online soon. And once those get sorted out, there'll be some diversity. But right now, everybody's pretty much sticking to the first server you meet when you come on the system. And that one has about 20 rooms in it. And you can create your own, as said. So there's a lot of scope to this program, and I think if it's the sort of thing you've been looking for, it's like the sort of thing I've been looking for years. It's here, and it's available free of charge, thanks to the auspices of M0ZPD. So, really, we've got to give thanks to M0 Zebra Papa Delta for creating this program, because it does a really good job. So, hope you all enjoy it, and the program is as much fun for you as it is for me. Bye-bye.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.